Friday, July 2nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains. After early gains, grains came under pressure from profit-taking for the long weekend. The trigger this time was a disappointing ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court decision on year-round E15. Friday, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the EPA ruling, granting E15 the same volatility waiver that has applied to E10 blends for decades. The Renewable Fuels Association says that the rule made it easier for E15 to be sold during the summer driving season in conventional gasoline markets, which make up roughly two-thirds of all gasoline sold. In response, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Director Monty Shaw made the following statement. We are very disappointed by today's decision to strike down EPA's rule that makes it easier to sell E15 year-round in all markets. It is still our view that the law allowing the RVP waiver for blends containing 10% ethanol can and should be applied to E15, which does contain 10% ethanol and a little more. There's no scientific or environmentally sound reason to erect arbitrary barriers to the same for E15 in the summer months, which has lower combined evaporation and tailpipe emission than either E0 or E10. Today's decision really turned this section of the Clean Air Act on its head. Every legal, regulatory, and legislative option will be pursued to reverse this decision. We are confident that this issue continues to work its way through the legal and regulatory process. E15 sales during the summer driving season will not be impacted. The key will be to find a solution by June of 2022 to ensure the rug is not pulled from under fuel retailers across the country who have added E15 to their stations, banking on the certainty that EPA provided to offer the fuel year-round. It is painfully ironic that last week we lost an important RFS lawsuit when the Supreme Court found that agencies could broadly construe the word extension, while today the D.C. Circuit Court rules against us because an agency did not employ the most narrow and limiting definition of the word contains. Perhaps last week's Supreme Court law sowed the seeds of this decision's future reversal, unquote. Since the extension of the EPA's volatility waiver to E15, many national fuel retailers have adopted E15 as part of their product lineup. That includes Senex. Ultimately, this should have a very modest impact on corn consumption by the ethanol industry. We would actually expect the USDA to slightly increase the amount of ethanol crush in the coming July WASDE report on the 12th. Summer fuel demand has surged along with prices. The ethanol crush is profitable at current corn prices. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. An important component of all quarterly stocks report is where those stocks are, what percentage is still in farmers' hands, and what are already in commercials' hands. We've mentioned since mid-spring that farmers have likely been aggressive sellers and likely have less old crop left to sell than they would normally would after the growing season began. Wednesday's stocks figures confirm that. Here's a quick recap of the split between on-farm and off-farm stocks. For corn, of the 4.112 billion bushel, just 42% was still on farms, while the other 58% was off farms, which USDA describes as being held by mills, elevators, warehouses, terminals, and processors. In contrast, of the 5.003 billion in June stocks a year ago, it was near the reverse, with farmers holding 57% and commercials 43%. As for soybeans, of the 766.8 million bushel in the June soybean stocks, farmers held just 29%, 219.9 million bushel. And commercials already controlled the other 71%. In contrast, of 1.381 billion bushels of soybeans in June stocks a year ago, farmers held 46% and commercials 54%. So what's the point of all this? Those are the lowest corn stocks held on farms since 2013, and the lowest percentages of total corn stocks held by farmers in the last 30-plus years. Over the years, we've learned tight stocks are especially bullish when the bulk of the inventory is already passed to commercials and end users. Whatever price rationing of demand must occur yet to make sure we don't have a pipeline sucking air prior to harvest, not only has a smaller window of time to happen, but must draw from tight stocks and especially tight hands. There's an old adage that grain prices go up when farmers don't own the grain. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.